Cool FM presents The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Inquentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, yes indeed. Very good morning, boys and girls. What do we say today? We say WTW. Of course we do. Welcome to Wednesdays, halfway through the week. Lovely to be with you this morning, 1 minute after the hour, 6 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. Me, Jerry D, from now, going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Looking at a few things relevant in the world of entertainment on today's date. I tell you what is an interesting one. It's nothing new, you know. Going back to the year 1949, actor Robert Mitchum is jailed for 2 months for smoking marijuana. In 1953, the movie Superman premiered, and in 1960, the first star was placed on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Who was it, the star? It was for Joanne Woodward.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
That little tattoo playing peekaboo on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'll throw it down. When you drive me home, take the long way around. You see my lowest lane, I'll be your Superman. All you gotta do is put a drink in my head. My head, Monday morning at a long clock sings. It goes bang, 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 while it rang, rang, rang. Yeah, I'm ready to roll if you wanna rock again. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, feel it.
Dragon. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, yes, cool like you. Oh, you wish. That was the Blossoms there. An English indie pop band from Stockport in Greater Manchester in England, formed back in 2013. They were on the BBC's Sound of New Music list. This was for 2016, where they finished in fourth place. They were only one of two guitar bands on the list, alongside Rat Boy. Blossom's self-titled debut album was one of the 12 albums nominated for the Mercury Music Prize in 2017. Before that, though, very importantly, Eric Churchstone, Drinking My Hand, and that was co-written with and recorded by country music artist, that's Eric Church. It was released in August of 2011 as the second single off his album, which was just called Chief, and became Church's first number one hit on the US Billboard Hot Country Songs chart.
Celebrate.
Ah, there we go. See the news lately. Not much to celebrate, is there? Celebrate the World from Womack and Womack on this morning's breakfast show. I'll tell you what, talking about world news. Don't forget, at, was it 7 o'clock this morning? We'll take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning. 7:30, some of the international business news as well. We're going to be looking at the weather. I'm going to give you in around about 15 minutes' time a quick look at some of the stories that we're going to be looking at in the local news this morning. I tell you what, I was taking my little rummage around. I was looking at the website for Critica, and there's an article there. I checked to see if it was in one of the other papers as well. It wasn't. It's very, very interesting. It's about the cost of medical drugs in Panama compared with the likes of Mexico and Colombia. Interesting little story. I'll try and take a little delve into that a little bit later on. The only problem is when you do anything to do with medicine, they always give the... It's like plants and things like that, isn't it? Or even animals. They give them long... They give them long, unpronounceable names. But we might take a look at that a little bit later on. Apart from that, it's you, me, and music. Well, don't forget, it is Wednesday. What do we do Wednesday in the 10 o'clock hour? No, not the 8 o'clock hour. 10 o'clock hour, I go back to Bobo. In the 8 o'clock hour, we'll be talking with Andreas Clementi, and see what he's been watching over the last week or so. So that's all to come here on this morning's breakfast show. Of course, Yasmin will be here. We'll be having a little chat with Yasmin, and our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, will be giving us an everyday story for country folk. Gosh, got an awful lot to do this morning, haven't we? Perhaps I'll call it a day. Let's do this, though. It is that time. It is 15 minutes after the hour of... After the hour of 6 o'clock, we're going to put you in the shower this morning, get you all spruced up and smelling nice. Very important, you know, which reminds me, let's put on some aftershave or whatever. In the shower this morning, have a little bit of a dance around and move like Jagger. Why not?
Show. Now I make it.
There we go, yes. Moving like Jagger. I tell you what, it's amazing, really. He can still move, isn't it? He's 78, still going strong, his arm, Mick. How'd you get on your way to wherever it is you're going? That was Maroon 5 there, featuring Christina Aguilera. And that's brought us just after 19 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. I was still taking my little rummage around some of the things that Neil always gets sends in to us, and that's things relevant to today. And we're looking at things relevant to entertainment today. And it was back in 1962 that I see here that Neil Sedaka recorded a great song for the first time, Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. Oh, yes, that is it. That is Neil Sedaka there, and Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. And that was co-written with Howard Greenfield. And Sedaka recorded his song, well, he did it twice in actual fact, 1962 and 1965 in two significantly different arrangements. And it, of course, is considered to be a signature song. Now, between 1970 and 1975, it was a top 40 hit three different times. And that was for three separate artists, Lenny Welch, the Partridge Family, remember them, we'll stick something out of this fairly soon, and Neil Sedaka's second version. So there you are, 1962 he did it, and then he sort of said, hey, everybody else is doing it in the 70s, so he said, I'm going to make another one. So he did. Now, I don't know if you were keeping an eye yesterday on the awards that were given out yesterday, at the Brit Awards, and it was Adele. She did it again. The Unstoppable Adele and Other Brit Highlights. Adele's victory was inevitable, given her millions of sales, but nobody really went home empty-handed, which is all rather nice. I think she got Best Artist, and they stopped celebrating this, apparently, between female and male. So it's the Best Artist was Adele, Best Album, etc., etc., etc. But I'm going back to one of her old ones. One I remember for the most, I think.
Cheating a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your fish bay. See how I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart.
Thank you.
Young, that's the band Perry, and If I Die Young, and following on there from, yes, Rolling in the Deep from Adele. A bit more about Adele a little bit later on. Oh, well, about the awards, anyway. That has brought us, we're 29 minutes, almost exactly, and that's before the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. And we're going to take a little call sign.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool
FM. The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it. There we go, take a little call sign, a little bit of information for you there. And we'll take a look at some of the local news headlines that we'll look at in a little bit more detail later on in the morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. Starting off, of course, with the epidemiological report of yesterday. 22 deaths in 24 hours, which is really rather sad, isn't it? And not only that, in the Daily Balance, 4 deaths from previous dates were updated, giving a cumulative total now 7,886 deaths from the coronavirus. Lethality percentage, 1.1. There were 3,180 new cases of people infected with COVID-19 detected in the 24 hours. Now, according to the report, they did 17,789 tests, and this left us with a positivity percentage of 17.8. Now, that number is coming down, and active cases also. Active cases now total 33,763, of which 33,171 are in isolation at home, and 592 are hospitalized. Now, those who are isolated divided into 33,024 in their residence and 147 in the so-called hospital hotels. In addition, we got 519 patients in the wards and 73 remaining in the intensive care units in hospital centres in the country. And as of yesterday, Tuesday, the application of the second dose of the paediatric vaccine against COVID-19 began in Parque Omar in the district of San Francisco. The health authorities have asked parents to carry identification for children between the ages of 5 and 11 who are going to be immunized. Similarly, these children should have breakfast and be well hydrated. The Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office and the National Police apprehended two former heads of the Ministry of Health, who last August, remember this story, were separated from their positions due to a possible conflict of interest due to their relationship with a company in charge of carrying out swab tests. They're Anna Lorena Chang Chevalier, who was the regional head of the public health, and Leonardo Labrador Chavez, former national health of epidemiology for the Ministry of Health. And yeah, they were the ones, remember, they were doing the swab tests if you had to go to any of the islands. The National Immigration System confirmed on Tuesday that in 2021 38 people with terrorist ties were identified when they travelled through Panamanian territory. Now, according to the immigration authorities, these identifications, they were achieved through the use of the biometric capture system or tool. It is specified that a total of 78 alerts were detected last year with this system, and that the 38 people related to terrorism came from Palestine, Jordan, Iraq, Yemen, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Sri Lanka. Similarly, it was specified that another 22 people were detected for identity theft from Africa, specifically from Somalia, Mali, Egypt, Togo, and Sierra Leone. Now, regarding this year, 2022, already migration confirmed that 4 people who had a red alert for cases of homicides, terrorism, money laundering, and drug trafficking were identified. Among these people is a Colombian citizen who was wanted by the United States authorities for his alleged link to the murder of the president of Haiti. This is Jovenel Moise. Independent voices agreed that it's necessary to unite to present a proposal in the 2024 elections with which the country can be transformed. The issue entered the public debate because singer-songwriter Ruben Blades called on independents to unite in a common front to try and alter the prevailing corruption and administrative mediocrity with ideas and concrete proposals. Good people have to unite, and you have to work as a team, said Deputy Gabriel Silva. And for this country to transform socially and economically, we have to work as a team. I do not discuss that, I do not oppose it, and I do not debate it, said Juan Diego Vasquez. The singer-songwriter Ruben Blades, as we mentioned, gave a boost to this dynamic with the support that he gave to the independents and particularly to the Movimiento Otro Camino, led by a former presidential candidate, Ricardo Lombana. And the Supreme Court of Justice, lastly for this morning, has just declared unconstitutional several articles of the General State Budget Law corresponding to the year 2021, related to the funds allocated to the entities that impart justice in the country. Now, this is including the judicial branch itself. The lawsuit had been filed on the 6th of April in 2021, representatives of the Judicial Council of Panama, in order to make a content of Article 214 of the Constitution prevail, which states that the budgets of the judicial branch and the public ministry may not be less altogether than 2% of the current income of the central government. Apparently it turned out that the amount that was allotted was something like 1.57%, if I remember rightly, and because that's below the 10% required, so they have defined some of it unconstitutional. Wonder if they'll get their money back, that's the thing. Right, we were talking before we took our little break, we were mentioning Adele, and it says here, kabam! Like a massive pop bazooka, Adele has just blown away the competition at the Brit Awards. She took home three top prizes, artist, a song and album of the year, and giving her a career total now 12 trophies. This is just one trophy shy of Robbie Williams' record of 13. It was a display of colossal, overwhelming dominance, which, to be fair, is an accurate reflection of her place in the music industry at a time when album sales are irreversibly in decline. Adele can still sell millions. No wonder the Brits handed her all the silverware. Her victory, though, was so inevitable that organisers, they actually invented an award, Songwriter of the Year, to give it to poor old Ed Sheeran, who otherwise would have gone home empty-handed despite having spent a quarter of last year at the top of the singles chart.
I'm at a party I don't want to be at, and I don't ever wear a suit and tie. Wondering if I can sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eyes. Can you take my hand, finish my drink, say, shall we dance? Hell yeah. You know I love you, did I ever tell you? You make it better like that. Don't think I fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Yeah. I always feel like I'm nobody. I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel that maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. Cause I don't care as long as you just hold me near. You can take me anywhere. You're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. We at a party we don't wanna be at. Trying to talk but we can't hear ourselves. Speechless, I'd rather kiss them right back. But all these people all around are crippled with anxiety. But I'm told it's where we're supposed to be. You know what? It's kinda crazy cause I really don't mind. And you make it better like that. Don't think we fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Oh yeah, yeah. When we walked in I said I'm sorry. But now I think that we should stay. Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. Making me feel like maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause I don't care as long as you just hold me near. You can take me anywhere. You're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody.
who's life. You're the only one here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. I don't care. I don't like nobody but you. I hate everyone here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. Yeah, 'cause I don't care when I'm with my baby. Yeah.
Look at that, is Ed Sheeran, and he's together there with a guy called Justin Bieber. Anybody remember Justin Bieber as well? So anyway, there he is. Yeah, we have to give him a little bit of an airplay, shouldn't we? Poor old Ed Sheeran. I love that. Let's make a special award. Talking about music, don't we? Let's look at the year 1964, because in 1964, the Beatles made the first of three record-breaking appearances. This was on the Ed Sullivan Show. 73 million people watched the show. It was their American TV debut. Go. That is the Beatles, and please me, TV debut on this date on the Ed Sullivan Show. 73 million people watch that. You know what? That's almost as many people that listen to the Breakfast Show.
The best radio station in the world is right here, right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda are on channel 866, your Grada radio app on your smartphone, or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it, just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
'Cause we play this.
I don't need your sympathy. There's nothing you can say or do for me. And I don't want a miracle. You'll never change for no one. And I hear your reasons why. But where did you sleep last night? And was she worth it? Was she worth it?
Was I strong enough to live without you? I'm down, but I know I'll get by. of a Saturday night. I'll be back on my feet, I'll be doing alright. It may not be tomorrow, baby, that's okay. I ain't going down, I'm gonna find a way.
There we go, three in a row. This one is Bon Jovi, of course, and someday it'll be Saturday night. Can't wait, I don't know, you know. And the Pet Shop Boys, West End Girls, great live version of that, recorded for the BBC. And Strong Enough from Cher was the first of those three in a row. Senorita, of course, with Shawn Mendes there, together with Camila Cabello. And the time on the Breakfast Show, exactly, top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.
Whoa! Valet Motors, best car service around Panama. What's that them at 6431-0419? Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. Great to be with you on this Wednesday morning. What do we say? If you just joined us, we say WTW, don't we? Yes. Of course we do. Welcome to Wednesday. Looking at some of the international news headlines for this morning, of course, Ukraine is up there at the top with French President Emmanuel Macron, the first leader of a major Western power to meet Vladimir Putin since Russia massed troops near Ukraine, said on Tuesday that he believes steps can be taken to de-escalate the crisis and called on all sides to stay calm. Macron, who in contrast to the US and British leaders, has played down the likelihood that Russia may soon invade its neighbour. Shuttled from Moscow to Kiev on Tuesday. This was in a bid to mediate the settlement to avoid a war. The Belarusian cross-country skier has fled the country with her family because of fears of reprisals by authorities after she was barred from competition over the family's political views. She and her father said Daria Dolidovich and her family are now in Poland, where she hopes to continue training. Sergei Dolidovich, a seven-time Olympian cross-country skier, who also coaches Daira, told Reuters in an interview and by video call with his daughter on Tuesday. Canadians say that they're concerned the political strife in the United States will undermine security and economic growth at home, according to a new poll, as an anti-vaccine mandate protest praised by former US President Donald Trump gripped the Capitol and affected the border. The anxiety captured in the Angus Reid Institute survey provides a backdrop to protests across the country, at the international border, and especially in Ottawa, the capital, where the police say that Americans have provided a significant amount of money and organizational support. The next leader of the Islamic State is likely to be from a close circle of battle-hardened Iraqi jihadists who emerged in the aftermath of the 2003 US invasion, two Iraqi security officials and three independent analysts have said. And staying in that part of the world with Iran, Iran unveiled a new missile with a range of 1,450 kilometers on Wednesday. The semi-official news agency Tasnim said this was a day after the resumption of indirect talks in Vienna on salvaging Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. The missile was displayed during a visit by top Iranian military leaders to the elite Revolutionary Guards missile base, Tasnim reported. Thousands of Argentines marched through the streets of Buenos Aires on Tuesday to protest against a likely deal with the International Monetary Fund. This is to revamp more than $40 billion of debt the country cannot pay back. The protesters paraded through the capital with banners saying no to paying the IMF and no to an IMF deal, a sign of rising tension in the South American nation over the tentative agreement struck late last month. China's development banks provided $23 billion in financing for infrastructure projects in sub-Saharan Africa from 2007 to 20, more than double the amount lent by such banks in the United States, Germany, Japan, France combined, a new study has shown. Now, the Center for Global Development think tank said in a review of 535 public-private infrastructure deals founded or funded in the region over those years showed that China's investments dwarfed those of other governments and multilateral development banks. United States lawmakers urged Mexico on Tuesday to step up protection following the killing of four journalists this year and criticized President Andrés Manuel López Obrador for publicly lashing out at his government's critics in the media. And Russia's state RT television channel said on Wednesday that it had appealed to a German court to overturn a ban on it broadcasting in Germany that has angered Moscow and prompted it to shut down German broadcaster Deutsche Welle's operations in Russia. And that's it. That's some of the things in the international news for this morning. And around about 23, 24 minutes time, bottom of the hour, we'll take a look at some of the international business news as well. And in between the two, we'll look and see what's happening with our summer weather. And don't worry, I'm sure it'll be fine. This is Mumford & Sons on The Breakfast Show. It's at The Cave. Keep your nine of time, 6 after 7.
It's empty in the valley of your heart. The sun, it rises slowly as you walk away from all the fears and all the faults you've left behind. The harvest left no food for you to eat. You cannibal, you meat eater, you see. But I have seen the same, I know the shame in your defeat. But I will hold on hope, and I won't let you choke on the noose around your neck. And I'll find strength in pain, and I will change my ways. I'll know my name as it's cold again. Time. You take what is yours and I'll take mine. Now let me at the truth which will refresh my broken mind. So tie me to a post and block my ears. I can see where those orphans through my tears. And know my call despite my faults and despite my growing fears. But your cave, walking on your hands, and see the world hanging upside down. You can understand dependence when you know the maker's land. So make your sirens call and sing all you want. I will not hear what you have to say, 'cause I need freedom now, and I need to know how to live my life as it's meant to be.
there we go. That was the Stereo MCs and Connected, and as said before that, Mumford & Sons and The Cave. Time on The Breakfast Show, we're 13 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Core FM. It's The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. I'm going to be with you right through till 10 o'clock this morning. And just looking at some of the other things that are relevant to today's date in the world of entertainment. And back in 1960, a verbal agreement was reached between representatives of the American and the National Football Leagues. Both agreed not to tamper with players' contracts. 1966, the last of the Red Hot Mamas, Sophie Tucker, passed away. 1969, Rosalind Kind made her TV debut. This was on the Ed Sullivan Show. And she, by the way, Rosalind Kind, she was the sister of Barbara Streisand. And in 1971, Satchel Paige becomes the first Negro League player to be voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And in 1972, Wings. Well, they made their debut concert. This was at Nottingham University in England.
You're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left.
Yeah.
There we go. That is Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey. And although it has been on the Wings' Greatest Hits album, etc., etc., it was Paul and Linda McCartney is off of the album Ram, which was released in the United States. That song is a single off of the album in August of 1971. So Wings didn't actually appear for the first time as such until 1972 at Nottingham University. Ram, the album Ram, it was credited both to Linda McCartney and Paul McCartney. And on Apple Records, of course, it was recorded in New York with guitarist David Spinoza and Hugh McCracken and future Wings drummer Denny Selwell. So there we go. Sounds very sort of Sergeant Pepperish, doesn't it? Time on the Breakfast Show, if you keep your eye on the time, we're 19 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock. And we're going to take a look and see what's happening with the weather for today, Wednesday, the 9th of February. Looking at Costa Rica, as we do, that's where we normally start. 28 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature over there for this morning, or for today rather. 22 degrees Celsius will be the minimum temperature, with 33 being the thermal sensation, which is really quite pleasant. Relative humidity is 76%. Now, over there on that side, there's always a little bit more rain over there than there is over on the Pacific. We're looking at isolated showers during the course of this morning, this afternoon, and tonight as well. So, definitely Paraguay land, isn't it? Now, moving over to this side of the to the isthmus, we're looking at West Panama with 32 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, 23 the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius is the thermal sensation, with 68% relative humidity. Now, partially cloudy this morning, chance of isolated showers in the afternoon, and will be clear tonight. Moving along the coast to us here in the metropolitan area, and let me see, what have we got for us here? Metro, there we go. 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 being the minimum. 37 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, 70% relative humidity. That's picked up a little bit for us here. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning, isolated showers in the afternoon, and clear tonight. Now, let's move out that little bit further to the Gulf of Panama, and we are looking at the maximum temperature of just 31 degrees Celsius, 24 degrees being the minimum, but it's going to feel quite warm at 38 degrees Celsius, no doubt because their relative humidity is that bit higher today at 89% relative humidity. It's a clear out there this morning, partially cloudy this afternoon, and chance of isolated showers tonight. Now, let's move on to maritime issues. We're going to start with the tides for today, starting on the Pacific coast. We're looking at low tide. That was at 3:43 this morning, 0.88 of a metre. High tide, that will be at 9:52, and that'll be 3.54 metres. Low tide, that's going to be at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, or 4.401. to be precise, at 1.13 metre low tide. High tide again, the last one, 10:13 tonight, 3.75 metres. Now, let's take a look at the Caribbean. Low tide, that was at 12:11 this morning. That was flat at zero. High tide, that will be at 7:35 in around about 12 minutes time. And that's going to be 0.34 of a metre. That's the high tide. Low tide, that will be at 3:12 this afternoon. That'll be minus 0.03 of a metre. And the last high tide will be at 8:14 tonight. And that'll be 0.06 of a metre. Just an inch difference, by the way, between the low and the high tides. Now, let's take a look and see what's happening with regards to the conditions if you're looking at going out onto the water today. Starting over on the Caribbean coast, we're looking at good conditions for this morning. Winds light at 15 to 20 kilometres an hour, coming from a westerly direction. Waves, if you're boarding, not too bad, just 1 foot. Now, in the afternoon, conditions are remaining good. Waves are not changing, just 1 foot. Winds dropping slightly, 10 to 15 kilometre an hour. Winds and the direction will change to the northwest during the course of the afternoon. Looking at the Pacific coast for today, conditions are good. No advisory. Fairly brisk breeze, though, 25 to 30 kilometre an hour winds coming from the north-northwest. And so waves 2 feet, so yeah, that's pretty good for today. In the afternoon, still no advisory, good conditions, and we're looking at the waves remaining at 2 feet. Wind is picking up, though, quite so strong at 35 to 40 kilometre an hour winds in the afternoon coming from the north-northwest. So there you go, that's it. There's your weather for this morning, this Wednesday morning, well, for the whole day, in actual fact. This Wednesday, the 9th of February.
Show. It's better than coffee.
the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use a car to go a ride next Sunday. Oh, well, I didn't go to work for the boss, I was sick.
Now you can't use a car cause you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, whoa,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
And there we go. That's Eddie Cochran, Summertime Blues. And that's taking us exactly to the bottom of the hour. We are at 7:30. And say, 1958 was when that was released. And now, before that, that was Rod Stewart and Love Touch. Theme from Legal Eagles. Remember that one? Or Legal Beagles, Eagles, Beagles. Hey, by the way, if you're sort of making your way into the office right now and, perhaps you're in the world of construction. And if so, well, your business has to be built on strong foundations, doesn't it? Of course it does. You have to make concrete decisions. And the people to speak to about that is our friends at Cementos Progresso, builders of the present and of tomorrow, because building is the force that moves us. And with good cement, doesn't move you. So there we go. And let's take a look, shall we? We were sort of looking at the international news headlines this morning. Let's take a look and see what's happening in the world of business. World stock markets rallied on Wednesday, putting aside worries about rising interest rates for now, to take some comfort from positive headlines coming out of Ukraine and upbeat earnings. The pan-European stocks 600 climbed almost 1.5%. That followed a strong session in Asia, where MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside of Japan rose 1.5% to a two-week high, and the blue-chip Nikkei closed at 1.08% higher. United Stocks futures pointed to a strong open for Wall Street, where shares ended sharply higher on Tuesday. News headlines over recent days suggesting tensions between the West and Russia over Ukraine may be easing, and a string of upbeat earnings appeared to be lifting sentiment towards risk assets, and a sell-off in bond markets abated. A surge in deposits caused by the government's huge cash payouts is straining some Japanese lenders, complicating the central bank's efforts to mitigate the side effects of its negative interest rate policy. Industry leader MUFG Bank was charged at negative rates last month on deposits parked with the Bank of Japan for the first time since the policy was adopted in 2016. The United States Treasury Department on Wednesday flagged concerns about consolidation in the $250 billion annual U.S. alcohol market and outlined reforms it said could boost competition and save consumers hundreds of millions of dollars each year. New merger and acquisition scrutiny, different tax rates, and lifting regulatory burdens to new entrants in the wine, beer, and spirits market would make the market fairer for new brewers and cheaper for consumers, according to a 63-page Treasury report. Britain's GSK forecast growth in 2022 after racking up £1.4 billion, that's around $1.9 billion, in COVID-related sales in 2021, beating quarterly forecasts on its first earnings report since rejecting Unilever's bid for its consumer arm. Toyota Motor and Honda Motor were upbeat about their full-year profit prospects on Wednesday as tight vehicle supplies caused by a chip shortage allowed Japan's two biggest automakers to charge their customers more. The Japanese car makers are also benefiting from a weaker yen that raised the yen value of their overseas earnings. Tesla, Inc. said on Wednesday the California Department of Fair Employment and Housing intends to file a lawsuit against the company alleging systematic racial discrimination and harassment. The lawsuit appears to be focused on alleged misconduct at its factory in Fremont in California between 2015 and 19, Tesla said in a statement. ABN AMRO shares fell 4% on Wednesday morning, even though the Dutch bank reported higher than expected net profit for the fourth quarter and announced a €500 million, and that's about $570 million share buyback. And a United States judge on Tuesday dismissed two charges against the former chief technical pilot for Boeing. This is accused for deceiving federal regulators evaluating the company's 737 MAX jet, but rejected a request to dismiss the other four counts. U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor in Texas granted part of the request of lawyers for former Boeing technical pilot Mark Faulkner, dismissing two fraud counts, alleging Faulkner made materially false communications concerning a key airplane software feature called Maneuvering Characteristics Augmentation System. Yes, that's a long lot, isn't it? Luckily, they abbreviate to MCAS. China Evergrande Group needs to clear its debt by fully restoring construction and sales activities and not by selling off assets on the cheap, its chairman told an internal meeting vowing to complete 50% of pre-sold homes this year. Hui Ka-yan told staff in a Sunday meeting that the firm aimed to fully restore construction work across China this month, compared with 93.2% at the end of last year, with a goal of delivering 600,000 apartments in 2022. That's a lot. And lastly, shipping group Maersk expects 2022 earnings to be around as high as last year. It said on Wednesday as the supply chain disruption that sent freight rates soaring extends into the first half. It expects underlying earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization at around about $24 billion this year, similar to last year, but slightly below the $24.4 billion expected by analysis in a poll gathered by the company. $24 billion profit. You wonder why the freight rates are high. Right, that's it. There's our look at some of the international business news this morning. If you're keeping an eye on the time, we're 23 and a half minutes exactly. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Just my imagination.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Started off those two with the Cranberries and Just My Imagination. This just winding up was Smashing Pumpkins and Color of Love. Smashing Pumpkins, American band out of Chicago that was formed back in 1988. Right time on the Breakfast Show to just remind you. We're 16 minutes, by the way, before the hour of 8 o'clock, and in the 8 o'clock hour it is Tuesday, no, it's not Wednesday, just double-checking, make sure you're awake. It is Wednesday, WTW, boys and girls. We've got Andreas coming in to chat with us, and he's going to be chatting to us this morning, telling us what he thinks about the nominations now that have been made for the Oscars, isn't it? And, of course, sadly, Plaza Catedral didn't get into the top five, which is a shame. So I'm going to boycott it. Yep, going to boycott it. I'm not going to play anymore. So anyway, Andreas will be talking to us about that a little bit later on this morning. Let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou says, good morning, everybody. Our WTW. Yep, welcome to Wednesday. Please, can you play? Now listen, from Shakin' Stevens.
Now listen, don't throw it all away. In a second, everything could change. Just look around you, see who's by your side. It's not that hard to make somebody smile. So if that's all it takes, somebody know, make your emotions the shelter from the cold. We can all make better use of time with someone special.
There we go, Shakin' Stevens there, and now listen, that was going out for Mary Lou this morning. I don't know how it was for you, that's the only version I've got of that one, how it was for you, listening on your speakers, but me with my headphones on, it certainly sounds like a very old 1945 with all the scratching on there. It's amazing, isn't it? We've got MP3s, and we've got all the nice scratches coming back to us. Remember, we paid a fortune to get rid of those when CDs came out. I tell you what, it's Motown time.
All alone, I'm With all the tracks you remember, it's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
That is Martha Reeves and the Vandellas there, and Dancing in the Street preceded Standing in the Shadows of Love. Standing there, that was the Four Tops. Time on the Breakfast Show, 6 minutes away from the hour of 8 o'clock. Don't forget, we're going to be joined in the next hour with Andreas. Andreas Clementi, we're going to be talking about the Oscar nominations. Also, we'll check in with our intrepid outdoor reporter, with Ingrid, for our everyday story of country folk, all to come here on the Breakfast Show. Also, join the course in the morning. We'll have a little chat with Yasmin, see what she's been up to. Pretty nosy, aren't we?
What you gonna do if nobody cares for you? What you gonna do if nobody cares for you? Listen, here's what I got to show you. I'm a player and I got to know you. Here is what I got to show you. I'm a player and I got to know you. If you change your mind for good, 'cause you don't know where you really wanna be, the only thing that's left for me is to tell you how it used to be. So home is where the heart is, baby, and a little something by the beach, with the people you love so much and the people you can always reach. So tell me, do you know where you really wanna be? Don't forget how it used to be. Do you know where you really wanna be? Don't forget how it used to be. You love that life full of love. You love that life full of harmony. You love that life full of love. You love that life full of harmony.
you gonna do if nobody cares for you? What you gonna do? What you gonna do if nobody cares for you? What you gonna do if nobody cares for you? Don't forget how it used to be. You love that life full of love, love that life full of harmony. So you felt how it used to be. Hey, I'm a player and I got to know ya. If you change your mind for good, ya. So the only thing that's left for me is to tell you how it used to be. What you gonna do if nobody cares for you? Hey, what you gonna do if nobody cares for you? What you gonna do if nobody cares for you? What you gonna do if nobody cares for you? What you gonna do? What you gonna do if nobody cares for you? Oh, what you gonna do? Hey, if nobody cares for you? Oh, you love that life full of love, love that life full of harmony, love that life full of love, you love that life full of harmony. What you gonna do if nobody cares for you? What you gonna do if nobody cares for you? Oh, you love that life full of harmony. You love that life full of love. You love that life full of harmony. You love that life full of love. Now what you gonna do? Because we care for you.
That's it. I like that one. That comes from Volca. What you gonna do? And of course, Volca there. Yeah, he's here at our beaches, you know. Yeah, that's where he is. He's down there by the beach making great music. That's Volca, as I said. What you gonna do? What I'm gonna do is just remind you that if you're in construction, if you're building anything out there and you need cement, the people to talk to are our friends at Cementos Progresso. The present and the future are built. Well, of course we know that, don't we? Because building is the engine that moves them. That's Cementos Progresso. So if you need to make concrete decisions, and you want to build on strong foundations, there you go. Speak to our friends there, Cementos Progresso. The time on the breakfast show, we're just making our way up to the top of the hour. As I say, don't forget, we will be talking with Andres a bit later on this morning. Hopefully he's going to come here in the studio, which would be all the rather nice. Nice to have some visitors. But as for right now, we're going to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
La mayoría de los panameños estamos a favor de leyes que promuevan la paridad en la política. Y además, pensamos que al país le iría mejor si más mujeres participaran en política. Así lo demuestra un estudio realizado por Gallup en 2021. La realidad es otra. La oferta de los partidos políticos es la misma de siempre. Y difiere de lo que piensan la mayoría de los panameños. En las elecciones del 2019, las mujeres apenas representaron el 11% de todos los candidatos elegidos. ¿Por qué hay tan pocas mujeres postuladas y elegidas a cargos de elección popular en Panamá? ¿Qué barreras impiden la participación de las mujeres en la política? Conoce más y descarga el informe completo de Diagnóstico Nacional de Barreras y Oportunidades sobre la Participación Política de las Mujeres en Panamá. Es hora de que rompamos el molde. Ingresa a libertadciudadana.org/DBO.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-041. and your car will be fine with Vale Motors.
Vale Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Jerry, hey, yes, how you doing? Oh, Jerry, oh my goodness, I have to do two things this morning. First, I have to apologize for you. I'm a little late this morning, but that's not your fault. Number two, I have to apologize to Christina. It would seem the minute I wake up and I'm late, I went, oh my God, I have to do a Jerry. And I'm not sure that's probably the thing that Christina would want to hear or that maybe even you want to hear, but you're the first thing I think of in the morning, especially when I'm late getting up. It's like, oh my God, I have to go and do a Jerry. And Keitha looks at me and she goes, excuse me, what does that mean? I was like, you know what it means. I got to go do my fun stuff. and remind them that Freaky Friday Fun Facts is coming Friday, and today is Hump Day. It's a national Hump Day, Hump Day, Hump Day, Hump Day. Well, just to let you know what's going on out here in the Finca Land, yesterday I finished installing the irrigation system for 1, 2, 3, 4 areas so that while I'm traveling, I can have the water automatically turn on and water my plants, because I've got a beautiful little squash plant right there, and I don't want it to go bye-bye because the Aussie doesn't remember to water things. So I've got it scheduled to turn on and water for an hour. And look at that beautiful thing. Oh, my goodness. Look at all those flowers. They're so happy. I'm so happy they're happy. Okay. So apologize to Christina because the first thing I said was, oh, my God, I've got to go do a Jerry. And I have to go apologize to the chef because I told her the first thing in the morning, I've got to go do a Jerry. And she went, okay, you go do a Jerry. All right. You guys keep washing those hands. And back to you in the studio.
There we go, Bad Man, Leroy Brown. And let's say a very good morning to Renee, because Renee dropped a little line earlier on. Says, good morning, can you please play Bad, Bad Leroy Brown? I had an uncle named Leroy, but he was probably the nicest man in the whole damn town. No, I'm not going to play that one.
Didn't Sinatra have a cover of that song?
He did it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the original was Jim Croce.
Super fair.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
Do you know if Renee wanted the Sinatra one?
She didn't say.
Okay, fair.
She just says, here, look, you know, please play Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. I could have sung it.
You could not.
I could have sung it very badly.
Well.
You know, it's...
Good morning.
It was.
Please.
So, why are you here?
Great question.
Because... What did you say? Like, you were going to watch the rest of Archive 81. And I said to you...
And I did.
You watched one episode.
Well.
And you watched that before last week.
Fair.
So I said to you this morning, hey, what did you think of Archive? And you just blushed. And I should think so, too.
Listen.
Because you had time to watch Jim Cumberbatch, or whatever his name is, as a cowboy.
Come on, Benedict. Benedict.
Don't call me Benedict, my name's Jerry.
I'm just saying. Oh. Here. I received a voice note from your producer yesterday saying, Andres, let's do some Oscar chats. And that's what we're doing today. We're doing some Oscars.
So hang on. Excuse me. Producer person.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, producer person. Did you say that to him yesterday?
I suggested.
There you go.
Nobody
took the suggestion.
Nobody takes any notice of me.
My friend, I listen to your producer because she's the one
that gets the tickets.
She gets the tickets, my friend.
That's the point, because you've got some tickets to
give
away.
We are back with some tickets. Yeah. Three tickets to the audience today with two trivia questions.
Right. Oh, really?
Two.
If I get them right, do I get the tickets?
You know what's funny, though? I'm sure you don't know the answer.
So am I. Hey, we're not going to talk about the Oscars.
We are.
No, we're not, because Plaza Cathedral did not get
nominated.
It did not get nominated.
It's a tough competition. It's one category for the whole world. It's not easy. Like,
they should have a category...
For Panama?
For Panama. Best foreign film from Panama.
That seems
we'd have been nominated.
I'm sure one Panamanian movie would have been nominated for that one.
Talking about which, this morning we did it because they also had the music awards in the UK yesterday.
Yeah.
And Adele romped away with
of course.
Best Artist of the Year, Best Single of the Year, Best Album of the Year.
She got pipes.
Person who lost a lot of weight for the year, because she's lost a lot of
weight. Oh, there you go.
She looks really good.
Canceled.
In fact, Christina said to me yesterday, is that Adele? I said, yep, because she looks incredible. She was a woman of plenty of proportions at one time.
Nice, good save. By the way, she's dating like an NBA guy, an NBA manager, which is
oh,
weird.
Really? Yeah.
Which is like out of left field. I did not see that coming. But
NBA
yeah.
out of left field. Okay.
There you go.
Oh, that's a nice one.
I combine sports.
You do. And but you know what they had to do for the awards? They actually introduced a new special category for Best Songwriter of the Year.
And who won that one?
Ed Sheeran, because he was the only way they could get him an award, because Adele took the rest.
Oh, poor Ed Sheeran. Not a huge fan of his new album, I gotta be honest.
Funnily enough, I prefer his new album to any of his other
really?
Stuff.
Really?
Yeah, because I've never been a big fan of Ed Sheeran. For no reason at all, really. But
you don't like gingers, do you?
No. It's not, okay. Now who's talking about...
Not just saying,
no,
I'm
you
asking, it's a question.
You know, hey... I'm white.
Well, you're classy white. You're salt and pepper.
Yeah, nice save. Yeah. What I wanted to just say, because he actually started busking.
Yes, correct.
You know, he started busking. And his music was always as if he was sort of busking in a way. But he's very good. He's very clever. It's just something, it's a little bit like Tom Hanks.
What? How dare you? You just insulted Ed Sheeran and Tom Hanks in one sentence.
Yes, because
that's messed up.
There's nothing, you know, they're brilliant, but it's just something about them but his new album was different. It was more up to date. It was good.
It's overproduced. I enjoy his more. I've never been to his concert. I'm dying to go, but I've heard it's just him on stage.
Oh no, yeah, he's
just playing everything.
Yeah, have you heard of busking? That's normally what you do.
Well, but hey, man. I used to busk. I was not good at guitar, so I didn't make any money.
No, obviously not, because you're on the radio.
Yeah, fair.
Anyway, I completely digress,
yes.
As I like to. Let's... Mary Lou doesn't like Ed Sheeran either.
Oh.
So there we go.
And
if anybody knows, it's Mary Lou.
Mary Lou's a hard rocker. She loves some rock.
Oh, yeah, no, she... Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyways. Let's give a trivia. Before we start,
we're gonna
with
do that
Oscars.
First?
Because we got two. Yeah, we got two. We gotta spread them out.
Okay.
So first one, the producer's saying yeah. She's
I'm doing as I'm told. Carry
okay.
on.
First trivia for two free tickets
mm-hmm.
to Cinemark.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Okay.
What is Jennifer Lopez's highest grossing rom-com? Jennifer Lopez, the actress singer, her highest grossing rom-com ever.
Okay. A rom-com.
A romantic comedy.
Oh, a romantic, because you said it like a romp. Which is like, you know, which is, you know, that's something.
Jasmine got it.
Jasmine gets everything.
Yeah, I know.
Except coronavirus.
Oh. Man, we are.
Everybody else
has daggers tonight. Today. Daggers.
So, romantic comedy. What
her highest grossing romantic comedy, yes.
Answers, please, either by WhatsApp on 677-188-22, 677-18822, or you can call Yasmin.
That was a lot of numbers, man. Are you sure?
They're easy. 677-188-22. What is difficult?
Got it. I don't know. You said a lot of numbers on the first one. I think you said more than the required.
677-188-22, 677-188-22.
Got it.
Okay.
There you go. People got it.
Have you stopped moaning? I mean, that's all you've done since you got here this morning.
Oh, my God.
And so you can do that, or you can call Yasmin on a much simpler number for the sake of Andreas on 223-5162.
I like that one.
223-5162.
I like that. It has a nice ring to it.
So the first person to give Yasmin a call or for it to pop up here on the WhatsApp will get those two tickets.
There you go. Highest grossing romantic comedy by Jennifer Lopez.
Romantic.
Lead actress. She's lead actress in it.
Okay,
here we go. Let's talk a little bit about Oscars. Have you seen any Oscar movie, Jerry?
Let me see.
Don't break the computer now.
I've lost my mouse.
For example, Dune has some nominations. You've seen Dune.
Don't go away.
I'm still here.
What happened to my mouse, Yasmin?
I don't know, man.
Where's my producer when I need her? Oh, she is.
Man, you got a wrong definition of producer on this one.
I should keep a cat in here because I'm always dropping my mouse.
There you go.
Yeah. So anyway, you were talking about the Oscars.
The Oscars. Have you seen any? Oh, here we go. People love the Oscars. People love the Oscars. It's a big thing. It's an important award, my friend.
Who votes for it?
Actors.
The people.
Directors.
People.
What do you mean?
You know, people that watch. Do they vote for it?
People that watch, I'm assuming, yeah, the people that vote watch the movies. Yeah.
Oh, okay, so the public votes.
The public. Wait, I'm going to give you some. Are the actors not public? Are they not considered public?
They're not allowed to vote because they're in it. It's like me trying.
No, not the actors
in the
movie.
It's like me trying to win the two tickets because I'm here.
But not the actors in the movie, but other actors watch their movies.
Oh, yeah, they're just general public. They can vote, but so
they vote.
And the rest of the public can vote as well, can they?
There's a club. You are part of a club. When they're given an award to one of your club members, do other people vote? Do, like, non-club people vote? No. It's an academy. The members of the academy vote.
For themselves.
So. Well, radio hosts vote. Actors vote for themselves all the time.
No, you said radio. We don't vote for us. They do give prizes, you know.
They do?
Yeah, apparently.
How many have you won?
Alonso did really well.
Did he?
Yeah, didn't he, guys?
Nice. Good job by Alonso.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Cool FM didn't get any. I didn't even get the best British English language radio.
How many are they?
One. I still didn't win. time for a lie down.
There you go. Anyways, have you seen any Oscar movies?
No.
No, you've seen some.
I was busy watching Archive 81.
You've seen Dune?
No, I missed it.
You missed Dune?
I missed it, so I've got to go and watch, because I liked the first one, and I think I'm going to love the second one.
What do you mean?
Just being too...
The original. You enjoyed the original.
Yes,
okay.
I did, yeah.
I think you can catch it... I think it's digital now. I think you can catch it at home.
Oh, really? Yeah?
Yeah, I think
okay.
So, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
So you haven't seen Dune. Have you seen Encanto? You saw Encanto.
Yes.
Okay, there you go. Encanto's a nominated movie.
Okay, I like that one.
You got one. Mm-hmm. You got one. Have you seen Luca?
Luca?
Yeah, the other animated movie, no? Not.
What's it about?
It's about a sea monster that
no.
No, got it. Moving on. Let's see what else here. You told me you did not see. You saw King Richard? No.
I don't fancy it. That does not appeal to me.
The tennis movie? No.
In the slightest, that does not appeal to me.
Really? The story of the Selena.
No. King
Williams.
Richard. I've never liked Shakespearean.
No, it's not. It's not. Oh my God. It's about the father of the Williams sisters. The tennis.
I know. That's why I don't particularly want to watch it.
Fair enough.
Doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah, I don't think you've seen a lot of these, my friend.
No, you're absolutely right.
Spencer. The Diana movie. The Princess Diana movie.
No, I didn't get to see that either.
Oh, okay. Well,
because, I was supposed to go because I actually got invited to go and see that. I was going to go and see that.
Okay.
And I didn't see it because I got COVID.
Oh, true.
And I couldn't go out.
Well, good news. It's also digital already. You can watch it at
good,
home.
Because, well, I mean, funnily enough, it wasn't something, again, that was on my list. I thought, oh, not another Diana movie. But then I saw the trailer and I thought, not bad.
It's really interesting. Let me, because the interesting thing is, I think most of the films nominated for Best Picture are available on streaming services. So let's go mm-hmm. through them. Belfast. I think Belfast. Oh, we got a winner, Jerry. We got a winner.
Oh, we got a winner.
We got a winner.
And the winner is Jerry D. No.
No, Jerry.
No. Elvira Chavez.
There you go. Congrats.
Congratulations, Elvira Chavez. Congratulations. Hang on.
The answer. We got to give the answer.
I got a.
You got a sound.
There you go.
The answer was Made in Manhattan. You remember that film?
No.
It was about her being a maid and falling in love with a rich dude.
I didn't see that.
That stayed in her hotel.
Okay.
Classic Cinderella story.
Okay.
Anyway.
It wasn't Cinderella.
It was not.
Oh.
But let's go through the movies. Most of them are available on streaming services. For example, Coda, available on Apple TV Plus.
Okay.
Don't Look Up, available on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Dune, already available digitally. King Richard.
Digitally where?
You got to rent it, though.
Oh,
some
okay.
of them you got to rent.
I don't mind renting it. Okay.
Belfast, available online already.
Yeah, there's probably enough. There's another movie I don't...
Yeah, Dune, as I mentioned, available online.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
King Richard, available online.
By the way, fantastic. King Richard is fantastic.
It is fantastic.
That's what Renee says.
Yeah. Nightmare Alley, we reviewed it here. Last week, nominated for Best Picture.
We did. Yeah.
And it's already available online on HBO Max.
Okay.
There you go.
Surprises me.
The Power of the Dog.
Yeah, now that one,
on
apparently.
Netflix.
Yeah, that's Benedict Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch.
Cumberbund.
No, that's a hair thing.
No, it's not. It goes around your waist when you wear a dinner suit.
That's true. That's a dinner jacket. But
it's a tuxedo. The cummerbund goes around the middle.
What's the bun is the hair thing? Just the bun.
Well, some of us don't wear those.
Me too, as well.
Most
of them are streaming.
That's a Netflix movie.
Yes, correct.
And they reckon that Netflix could actually get the Best Picture.
I don't think Power of the Dog is the big favorite here. I gotta be honest.
Oh, you see, it's got lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of nominations.
I gotta be honest. I don't know. I was looking at the list, and I'll give you the nominees for Best Picture right now are Belfast, which is a movie by Kenneth Branagh. It's got great reviews, and I think you might enjoy that. You like movies about places in Great Britain. I think
it's about growing up in Northern Ireland.
In Belfast, yes, correct.
Northern Ireland.
I think
so,
you might enjoy that.
But they speak funny.
Fair enough. Coda, which is a movie about a guy whose whole family is deaf, are deaf.
Okay.
Okay. The Coda means children of deaf adults, I think it's called.
Oh, really?
It's an acronym, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Don't Look Up.
Okay.
I think you saw that. Did you see that?
I'm not looking up.
Did you see that movie?
What was it about?
It's a satire on the world we live today. It's about scientists... find out that a meteor is going to hit the Earth and it's going to destroy it, but nobody believes them.
Oh, yes, I did
it's
see that.
It's really
done. Yeah, that was a clever movie.
Drive My Car, which is a Japanese movie I haven't seen. I got to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Dune, which I think you really will enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
King Richard, as Renee says, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Licorice Pizza, it's a Paul Thomas Anderson movie, and Paul Thomas Anderson is probably one of the best directors working. He has made movies like Boogie Nights and There Will Be Blood. And so, have you seen any of those films that I just mentioned? No?
No.
Boogie Nights. You've never seen Boogie Nights?
Boogie Nights?
Yeah.
And there was a song called Boogie Nights.
Fair enough. Nightmare Alley. We reviewed it here.
Fun Guillermo del Toro.
The Power of the Dog, Jane Campion film. And West Side Stories, Steven Spielberg musical.
Yeah. No, that's because... it's very, very true to the original. I was watching a piece on it, but I don't know why you would put that in as best movie when it's basically exactly the same as the first one.
I haven't seen neither the first one nor this one, so I cannot say.
You haven't seen Archive 81 either.
Fair
Talking
enough.
Of which, I've got a good review here from Renee.
About?
Hey, thanks, by the way. I've tried watching Archive 81, and I just can't get into it. It's kind of confusing, and it's so dark. I keep falling asleep.
It's a great review.
Yes,
strong review.
Right, Renee.
strong review on that one.
Goodbye.
Anyways, you know what I'm sad about, though? My favorite movie of the year so far, because I haven't seen some of them, I'm still catching up, is not nominated, which I'm kind of sad about.
Mickey Mouse came out a long time ago.
I tried Mickey Mouse. That wasn't it. It was Tick, Tick, Boom.
Oh, yeah, they did mention it.
I loved that movie. My experience watching the film, and that I've said this many times on the show, for me, it's all about the experience. And my experience watching that movie, and it was late at night, it was at home, I was alone, and I loved every second of it. And I was so blown away by Andrew Garfield's performance, because I never saw it coming. And the storytelling and the storytelling device for the film, I found it just, and the music, it's all fantastic. I was really blown away by that movie. And that is my favorite movie so far.
It was mentioned yesterday, and it wasn't nominated?
It was nominated for Best Picture. It got a lot of nominations, but not Best Picture.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
It did get a nomination for Best Actor. Andrew Garfield, as I mentioned, is nominated for that role.
I like the cat.
The Garfield the cat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving on. That's sad. So, we have Javier Bardem with Being the Ricardos. I think you might enjoy this movie. It's about Lucille Ball.
Yeah, well, Yasmin was telling me about that.
It's on Amazon Prime.
I remember watching the originals. So.
There you go. But this is on Amazon Prime. You could watch that.
Oh, okay. All right. Interesting, because Yasmin, you mentioned something yesterday, because you were telling me it was the first time that a woman was shown pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yes. That's in the movie.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
So women didn't get pregnant until then? Or?
They used to hide it. They still do, by the way. They hide it with like a laundry basket, or they put a book in front of the belly. They do all sorts of tricks to not show the belly. Back in the day, and still do. I gotta repeat. They still do this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, Javier Bardem nominated for Best Actor for Being the Ricardos. Benedict Cumberbatch, Howard the Dog, Andrew Garfield.
I don't know if it's because I know him as being so British.
Yes, he's super British.
He's the same as a cowboy. Sort of.
He nails it. He can really do an accent.
He's a really good actor.
Yeah.
Better than Tom Hanks.
Oh, my God. Andrew Garfield, Tick, Tick, Boom.
Okay.
Okay, which I enjoyed. Will Smith, King Richard, Renee, enjoy it.
They reckon he's the favorite.
He's part of the favorite. And Denzel Washington.
You know, they put him on I didn't recognize him. He's so well, he's changed so much.
I haven't seen that movie. I'm dying to watch it, I gotta be honest. But I feel it's one of those movies you really got to be in the right mood to it. It's a shit.
It's like Archive 81, Rene. You got to be in the right mood, okay? Get a bottle of wine. You'll enjoy it much
more. There you go. I agree with that one. It's a dark movie. It's a black and white movie. It's a Shakespeare story, obviously. It's Macbeth. And it's performed by two of the best actors working today in Denzel Washington and Frances McDormand. And directed by one of the best directors out there in Ethan Coen. So I'm looking forward to watch that movie, but I got to be in the right mindset. No distractions. I got to pay attention, because it's also Shakespearean language or prose, and I really got to pay attention.
So there's two, King Richard and that one. Then.
King Richard is not a Shakespearean story. It's about a tennis coach. Tennis father, actually, but yeah.
Mind calling King Richard is stupid again.
Because he made a lot of money with two kids, I am assuming.
Didn't he just? Two of the best female tennis players of all time.
Right? Of all time.
Yeah.
That's the
incredible.
Funniest part. Yeah.
Incredible.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about actress in a leading role.
Okay.
We got Jessica Chastain with The Eyes of Tammy Faye, which is a really interesting movie and performance. She plays one of these TV evangelists that make money out of their parishioners.
Okay.
It's said that she had so much makeup that she says it permanently damaged her face to make the look of Tammy Faye.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of interesting. Olivia Colman, she's on a hot streak, man. She's getting nominated
every
year.
She's a very good actress.
The Lost Daughter, which is on Netflix, if I'm not mistaken, so you can watch that as well.
I think she might even be Dame.
No, she hasn't gotten it.
She hasn't gotten that yet?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. Penelope Cruz with that Almodóvar movie, Back on Track, The Parallel Mothers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to that one. Nicole Kidman being the Ricardos playing Lucille Ball, and Kristen Stewart for Spencer. She was not a big favorite to get the nomination, because she hasn't received any of the other award nominations, but she got in there. And to be honest, I think she deserves it. Also, I gotta say, do not know who's gonna win that. I really do not know. Now, before I feel we gotta take a break a little bit, I wanna talk about directors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you know, in the movie industry, directors are the big kahunas, the one that gets blamed or rewarded for a movie. Let's be honest.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It is widely said that movies are for directors, TV is for writers, and theater is for actors. That is what it's mostly common. So, directing. We got Kenneth Branagh for Belfast. A name I'm going to butcher, and I apologize to the Japanese culture. Ryusuke Hamaguchi, Drive My Car.
Yeah, no, you see, the thing is, now they did not put Plaza Cathedral into the nomination, but they put some people driving through a car through Mexico, for Japan, for 3 hours. 3 hours! Hey, I could have recorded me going to Super 99. That takes more than 3 hours.
Is the movie 3 hours? Drive My Car?
I think so.
I haven't seen it.
Because this is a 3 hour car drive.
Fair enough.
I'm not going to have a look.
Next director, Paul Thomas Anderson, as I mentioned, for Licorice Pizza. James Campion for The Power of the Dog, and Steven Spielberg for West Side Story. Those are the director nominees.
Okay.
Out of all those movies, though, interesting enough, I've only seen one film. So I gotta check them out. Mm-hmm. All of them, for sure. And the other thing I enjoy, a lot of people don't enjoy this, I enjoy this, is the writing. You know me, I like me my writing.
Mm-hmm.
So here are the writers, the best writers for adapted screenplay and original screenplay. So for adapted screenplay, you have Coda.
Mm-hmm.
You have Drive My Car. You have Dune.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Lost Daughter by Maggie Gyllenhaal, which is amazing. And The Power of the Dog by Jane Campion. So Jane Campion has a directing nominee and a writing nominee.
Oh, okay.
Really good. Mm-hmm. And the original screenplay, meaning not based, which is weird, because here's interesting. Adapted screenplay if it's adapted from any sort of text.
Mm-hmm.
But for example, Being the Ricardos is considered an original screenplay. And it's obviously adapted from the life of Lucille Ball.
Obviously, yeah.
So it's pretty weird, though. I don't really understand the rules. But here we go. Original screenplays, we got Belfast, Don't Look Up, King Richard, Licorice Pizza, and The Worst Person in the World. Oh, Being Ricardo's not nominated here. Wait a second. Look at that. I got that one wrong. I thought he was nominated. Thank God. I don't think it deserved a nomination, to be honest.
Oh, well, they are. No wonder they didn't put it in.
Here's the thing with Being the Ricardos. I'm a huge fan of Aaron Sorkin. I think he's my favorite writer of all time. But he has he is now later in his career writing and directing his own movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's the one writer that needs some editing. That's where the director comes in.
Mm-hmm.
That he's like, you know what? Because he writes a lot of dialogue, and sometimes in movies, you need more images than dialogue. There's a couple scenes that, you know what, give it time to breathe. Give it the image. Don't need a person talking at 3 miles an hour. Mm. When you're writing the thing, you don't edit yourself. So all the dialogue is on the screen. And sometimes it's a little overwhelming, and sometimes it overpowers what's happening on screen.
Okay.
And I think that's the main problem with Aaron Sorkin directing his own movies. And Being the Ricardos, it has the capability of being an amazing movie, but I think it needs to be in the hands of a better director. That's the best word for it. And it has happened in Molly's Game, in The Trial of Chicago 7, and now in this movie. And all three movies have been directed by him, and he needs somebody to be edited.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to take a music break in a second, but I got something here for you.
Yes,
sir. You'll like this one.
Give me.
Would you like to be our announcer for a day? Write to us at 6301-2810. Write it down. Come on.
I'm ready.
And tell us why you would like to be our announcer for a day. And using your best voice, if you can find it, send us an audio saying, Happy World Radio Day! Let's celebrate the history and reliability of radio together in February World Radio Month. For more information, you can visit callfmpanama.com.
There you go.
You could actually be an announcer. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be nice.
You know.
By the way,
yes.
Before we could take a break, trivia question, second trivia question, two tickets
to do it before
for Cinemark.
Are going to do it before the break?
Yes,
the break?
Before so people can answer during the break.
Okay.
What is Jennifer Lopez?
Again? Hang on, we did that one.
No, we're doing all Jennifer Lopez because it's for the new Jennifer Lopez movie.
Is that the only thing you know, Jennifer Lopez?
I'm obsessed.
I wonder why.
I'm obsessed. Anyways, what is Jennifer Lopez's first starring role? First starring role in movies.
When she married the singer, wasn't it?
Mark Anthony? No.
Yeah, no.
That's not a starring role.
No, that's not. It was for him.
Yeah, fair enough. The first Jennifer Lopez starring role.
Mm-hmm.
You can write at 6 881.
Oh, no. You made fun of me when I read it properly.
Okay, it's 6881.
No, it is not.
You're just
going to confuse people like normal.
What's the number?
No wonder you didn't do a program
I'm
anymore.
I'm pretty sure it's 8888.
677-18822.
Oh, there you go.
677-18822. You can send us a WhatsApp or you can call Yasmin on 223-5162. 223-5162. Let me give that again. 677-18822. You can WhatsApp us and you can call Yasmin on 223-5162. And the question again was, what was Jennifer Lopez's first starring role? And apparently it wasn't when she married Mark Anthony. Mark Anthony. He married Cleopatra.
He married
Cleopatra, didn't he?
You're thinking about another one. You're thinking about the Roman Emperor.
Okay. I get confused.
Fair enough.
Your mama says that through the week you can't go out with me. But when the weekend comes around, she knows where we will be.
There we go. That is kissing in the back row of the movies. That's what we used to go for the movies for.
Never did that.
Because things have changed since then. That was the only place you could go. Date.
Yeah, never my thing.
No, I wouldn't have invited you. Well, you've invited me to the movies.
I did. I tried.
You naughty boy.
You know what? That's the thing. I used to go to the movies on dates, and I was like, I want to watch the movie.
Yes, shut up. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
And by the way, the question again, we have one answer, which was, I'm going to tell you so you can scrub it off your list. My little girl is not.
It's the, not. She it's was. Not. She was in that movie. She was. It wasn't a starring role.
Okay, so starring roles, give us a call, drop us a WhatsApp on 677-18822, or you can give us a call on 223-5162. Jensmin's here to take your calls in English or Espanolish.
It was her breakout role. People started to notice her and got some work out of it.
Yeah. Okay, so there we go. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, let's talk a little bit about Oscar snubs, the people that most people were surprised that no nomination. And let's start with Lady Gaga.
Yeah,
love for her.
Because I've got a lot of admiration for her. She can just seem to do anything. And I haven't seen the movie, but I did see a trailer of it. And wow, I didn't even recognize her.
I think she's an extremely talented person. Mm. Like, she is an amazing talent. I am in agreement with the no nomination thing. I'm not a huge fan of let me just give a weird accent and imitate somebody. That's why, for example, in the acting nominees, I rather see Andrew Garfield win than Will Smith, because Will Smith is imitating or at least mimicking
somebody else.
No, because technically Andrew Garfield is as well, but Andrew Garfield is playing a character that's basically a normal person. King Richard had a very specific speech pattern, had a very specific way of acting, so it's much easier to mimic somebody that's very broad.
Mm-hmm.
And House of Gucci is the same thing with her. I think it's and that's why, by the way, that's why Kristen Stewart's performance as Diana is so good, because she obviously is playing a real person. But if she's not, okay, let me just mimic Diana full time. She just really, it's more about the character work than the actual accent or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's my thing on Lady Gaga. I think
I wouldn't. I wouldn't have a clue what Mrs. Gucci sounded like.
Fair, I guess so. Yeah, but I don't know. It's an over the top performance for me.
Yeah, but I'm surprised. Did the movie get into the sort of the top anywhere?
No,
yeah,
it did not make a lot of money. No.
Was it even considered for Oscars or not?
It was considered. It didn't get a lot. It didn't get much. Okay. I think it got like costumes and stuff like that. The other snub, and I'm going to be honest with you, Spider-Man: No Way Home.
Mm-hmm.
I think you talked about this. Movies are supposed to be fun, and this was probably the biggest and funnest movie this year.
Well, being big and fun, according to them, that's not what makes a movie. This is what I'm saying.
But it's also super well made. Same, no?
Yeah, okay, fine. Well, if it was down to the audience, it would have done, wouldn't it? But it wasn't down to the audience, because it was down to, oh, no, not another Superman movie. Oh, no, we're not going to vote for him. Money Train?
No, it's not Money Train.
It's not Money Train. Keep going.
The stars of that movie is Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson.
Okay.
She plays the girlfriend.
Keep trying.
Come on, one more. The starring role. The movie was centered around her. Anyways, I feel Spider-Man should have gotten some love. And that's the biggest problem with the Oscars. The Oscars, the ratings for the Oscar actual show are just going down on a free fall.
But I think all of the people are getting sick of all of these things now. It's like the other award thing everybody snubs.
The Golden Globes.
You know, people are getting, it's sycophantical.
Sycophantical?
Yeah, they're all voting for themselves.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
Let's have one which is voted on by the people.
We have one. It's called the People's Choice Awards. And it sucks.
Why?
Because There needs to be some sort of criticism towards a movie. There needs to be.
Don't you think the general public are quite capable of being critical? If they don't like a movie, they're not going to vote for it.
Yeah, but if a movie like Alvin and the Chipmunks win Best Movie, there's a problem.
There is not a problem.
With Alvin and the Chipmunks, the movie, I'm pretty sure there is.
You're biased against animals. That's your problem.
No, it's not. It's just a movie made with little care. I think that's the main issue. It's a movie made for little care.
I'm upset now.
You get upset. Anyways. No love for The Last Duel. I loved The Last Duel by Ridley Scott, written by Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. And Jodie Comer. I think Jodie Comer should have gotten some love for that movie. I love that movie. It did not do well at box office, but I was a huge fan of that film.
Mm-hmm.
So, no love for her. And I'm kind of sad because I think she nailed it. I gotta be honest.
We're just about running out of time.
We are, my friend. Let me know if anybody gets the Jennifer Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
Fly Girl was her role as a dancer in In Living Color. No, that's not it.
Keep going.
Here we go. She's gonna get it.
Are you ready, Simon?
Oh, you got the chip.
This should have got a nomination. Best track, music track.
Did you look for this when I said that, or it was already queued in?
No, I looked for it.
Oh, okay. I was like, the coincidence would have been amazing. Anyway, sir, I think that's
yeah, goodbye.
That's goodbye. Anyways, watch the Oscars. People need to watch the Oscars and watch the movies. We got about 2 months to watch all the movies. Most of the movies are out on streaming services for rental. People can go into them and really enjoy.
I'm gonna see if I can find June, honestly.
Interesting films. Mm. I think you're really gonna like Coda. You should watch Coda.
Okay.
Beautiful movie.
As always, thank you so much. All right.
Take care, sir. All the best.
Work hard.
I try.
Alvin.
There we go, and a big thanks, of course, as always, to Andrea Cementi for this week's chat about the movies. Not really movie, but what's being coming up in the Oscars in the it's March, theatrical awards.
I think they are in April.
April. Mistaken, yeah. Oh, okay. So that's it. It's time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show comes to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Oh,
Jerry D.
The story of you and I has beautiful memories. Till lonesome and weary sighs start keeping them company. As soon as they'll get around, along comes misery. Then here we go again. Here we go again. So if an old friend of mine comes knocking up on my door, all I could tell him now, he's already hurt before. It's better to love and lose than never have played at all. For sometimes losers are the only ones who win. I'd rather fall apart than never know in loving you. For every broken heart in love of love is once anew. And that will be the hope that gets me through eternity. Along with all the memories that belong to you and me. Fortunate man I am that you were a part of me. The game has been played and I'm just shy of a victory. The heartaches that carry on will soon be history. Well, let's hope the world is full of losers in the end. I'd rather fall apart than never know in loving you. For every broken heart in love and love is once anew. Along with all the memories that belong to you and me.
There we go, that is the two in a row. The other one, the Mavericks, of course, and Fall Apart. I say, of course, you cannot miss that amazing voice of Ralph Marlow there. Before that, the Mean Red Spiders and the Teacher. Time to say a very good morning to Christopher Bowman. Good morning to you, Christopher. He drew me a little line, says, good morning, Jerry D, Yasmin, and listeners. Here, Locomotive Breath by Jethro Tull. Absolutely. Enjoy. That one goes out to Krista this morning. Krista Bowman, thanks. Nice to hear from you as always, Krista. Keep an eye on the time. We're 25 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. Still to come, we're going to be checking in with Yasmin. See if we've got a couple of Born on This Day in music. In the meantime, this is Basement Jack's Take Me Back to Your House. Basement Jacks there. Basement Jacks and Take Me Back to Your House. All right, off you go. Good grief. Sounded a bit like the Chipmunks as well, didn't it? Right, let's go down to the other department, because they've got so many departments here in the Breakfast Show. I'll go down to the, what's been born on this day in music. Hello!
Hello, good morning.
Again.
Yes, again.
Making a habit of this. We didn't. I tell you what, we haven't had anybody come in with the winning. So we'll do that again either tomorrow. Do that again tomorrow or Friday. We'll see how the mood takes us. But we've got another two tickets to give away.
Good idea.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, right then, you've been. What are you going to be doing today?
Today, nothing, I guess.
Oh, nice. Just nothing.
Last night, I went to the premiere of Marry Me. So that's why we were talking about
it. Oh, that's why you were talking. Okay. Was it good?
Oh, yes. It's very entertaining. It's a romantic comedy with Jennifer Lopez and Maluma.
Oh, okay. Well, what we could do tomorrow or Friday, depending on when you remind me, because I won't remember. Don't remember much, me. we could do, we could stay with JoLo, but we could do something in the realm of music with JoLo.
Oh, yeah.
We could do that, couldn't we?
That's good.
We can do anything, really, can't we?
Exactly.
We do what we like. And you've been taking a look at Born on This Day in Music.
Exactly. 1925, Billy Williamson, American steel guitar player. He was a member of Bill Haley and his Comets. From 1949 to 1963, Williamson had the distinction of being the only Comet allowed to record lead vocal tracks during Haley's tenure at Decca Records.
Okay.
Such as the song Hide and Seek on their 1956 album.
And let's see what the... Oh, found it!
Come on, pretty baby, play hide and go seek with me. Hey, come on, pretty baby, play hide and go seek with me. Ain't nobody gonna play the game but you and me. I said, I spy, cheeky mini eye. I'm gonna get you, sweetie pie. Oh, boy. $25.30, $35.40. Lordy, Miss Claudia, oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. I'm gonna get me some love
Oh, yes, that's it. That's Billy Williamson doing the lead vocals on Hide and Seek.
That was fun.
It was fun. A little bit of bopping. You could do exercising to that, couldn't you?
Oh, yes.
Very fast exercising, though. So, yeah, that was good. So, hey, how are you doing with the sort of sorting stuff out for going back to school, or the shopping you need to do?
Well, we got almost everything. just missing the shoes, I guess.
Oh, okay. Well, shoes are not important. Don't bother.
Tennis shoes and black shoes. So.
Ah, okay. And you're making sure you're getting your discount?
Seven percent.
We're talking about used yesterday. You don't have to pay ITBMS. It all helps.
Oh, yes. That's true.
Get in the cheap stuff. You save a lot of money, I tell you.
Well, shoes are not cheap.
No, that is true.
I mean, men's shoes are very expensive.
Yeah, because we only buy one or two pairs. Okay, the thing is, you see, the women's shoes are cheaper because you buy in bulk. You buy about 100 pairs at a time, and you put them all over the place. And
well, that's true.
You know, so, yeah, we only have, you know, I have a pair of black and a pair of brown. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Done. I mean... You know, we don't wear red. Well, I wear some. I've been wearing them since I was a teenager, and that's Converse.
Mm-hmm,
you know, yeah. I love their sort of sneakers. So I got a pair of red, a pair of blue, and a pair of black.
Ah, you see.
See, I can be trendy.
Yeah.
But yeah, women do have some women. Some women do have a sort of bit of a penchant for saving shoes, don't they?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
But do you find, though, here, in, I mean, how do you do with your shoes? Because, you know, my good lady, she had it, but they don't seem to last very long.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. I think that's good because, you know, the most of the time we are, like, bored about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we love shopping.
Well, men are lucky. There's nothing boring about brown or black at all.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, dear. It's like, you know, we wear a suit or we wear a pair of jeans and a T-shirt. You have to have dresses and you can't be seen wearing the same one twice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah. Somebody should do a sort of, I'm sure somebody does do a, you know, rent a dress.
Mm-hmm.
I know you can do it for sort of like evening dresses and things like that here.
Yes.
But just every day, you know, rent a dress so you don't have to be seen in the same thing twice.
Or you can exchange it with your neighbour.
Well, there you are. You could do it, providing your neighbours the same size.
Mm-hmm,
yeah, that's important. I mean, I wear a T-shirt and a pair of jeans every day. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I'm exciting. What's your second piece of music for today?
Yes, the second one, Born Today Music in 1939, Barry Mann, U.S. singer, songwriter. He wrote many early 60s. Pop hits, including Saturday Night at the Movies, You've Lost That Loving Feeling, Walking in the Rain, also had the 1961 US number 7 solo single, Who Put the Bump in the Bump Bump Bump?
Who put the bump in the bump, we bump, we bump? Who put the bam in the ram, ram, ding dong? Who put the.
I'd like to thank the guy.
He does a much better job as I do. He's Barry Mann.
That made my baby fall in love with me. Who put the bump in the bump, a bump, a bump? Who put the ram in the ram, a lam, a ding, dong? Who put the bop in the bop, shabop, shabop? Who put the dip in the dip, di dip, di dip? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me. My baby heard bop, 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 bop. Every word went right into her heart. And when she heard them singing Ram-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-ding-dong, she said we'd never have to part. So who put the bop in the bop, 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 bop? Who put the rhyme in the ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong? Bop, shabop. Who put the dip in the dip, did dip, did dip? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me.
Yeah.
Each time that we're alone, boogity, 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 shoot, sets my baby's heart all aglow. And every time we dance to dip, 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 dip. She always says she loves me so. So who put the bop in the bop, 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 bop? Who put the rhyme in the ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong? Who put the bop in the bop, shoo, bop, shoo, bop? Who put the dip in the dip, 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 dip? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand.
bum 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 bum. And my honey, ram-a-lama ding dong forever. And when I say dip 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 dip, you know I mean it from the bottom of my boogity 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 shoe.
You have to chuckle, you know, yes. That's when they knew how to write lyrics, I tell you. Oh, bump the bump. I like the guy. If you notice, the guy in the back with the big voice, goes, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah.
It looks like he's going to start a fight. Yeah, he's got problems. Let's stay in the same period of time, shall we?
Rubber ball, I come bouncing back to you. Rubber ball, I come bouncing back to you. I'm like a rubber ball, baby, that's all that I am to you. Just a rubber ball, cause you think you can be true to two. You bounce my heart around. And like a rubber ball, I come bouncing back to you. Rubber ball, I come bouncing back to you. If you stretch my love till it's thin enough to tear, stretch my arms to reach you anywhere. And like a rubber ball, I'll come bouncing back to you. Rubber ball, I'll come bouncing back to you. Man, when I'm a shoulder, you do tap. Just a rubber band, because my heartstrings, they just snap. You go and squeeze me till I'm all aflame. But like a rubber ball, I can bounce back to you, rubber ball.
There we go, that's a Bobby V and rubber ball. You heard that one before, yes?
Oh, yes, I love those jolly songs.
Oh, you like them? Yeah, jolly songs. We like doing jolly, don't we?
Yes.
Yes. And I tell you what, obviously, who put the bop in the bop de bop de bop? And then we got bouncy, 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 bouncy. Yeah. Here's another one. This is Johnny Burnett.
Ooh, you come on like a dream. Peaches and cream, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16. You're beautiful and you're mine. You're all ribbons and curls. Oh, what a girl. Eyes that twinkle and shine. You're 16. You're beautiful and you're mine. You're my baby. You're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met. You touched my hand. My heart went pop. And ooh, when we kissed, we could not stop. You walked out of my dreams into my arms. Now you're my angel divine. You're 16. You're beautiful and you're mine. You're 16. You're beautiful and you're mine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. Well, you're my baby, you're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met. You touched my hand, my heart went pop. And ooh, when we kissed, we could not stop. You walked out of my dreams, into my arms. Now you're my angel divine. You're 16. You're beautiful and you're mine. Well, you're 16. You're beautiful and you're mine.
Oh, Oh, there we go. Yes, that's the Johnny Burnett and your 16s. They're all very jolly, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very jolly. Because, brothers, they're all men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they weren't all men, you know. Betty Everett was there as well. There we go, yes, Betty Everett. And that was the Shoop Shoop song, by the way, yes.
Mm-hmm, you should inspire.
Shoop Shoop. Shoop Shoop.
And Bum Bum.
Shoop Shoop is all you think we got, you know. And, well, we did have some very serious songs in that time as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like this one. This is D.D. Sharp. It's the Mashed Potato song.
Mm.
Oh, Mashed Potato Time. See? Cooking.
Yeah.
We'll have to play that when we get Sarah in.
Down. Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Because that's the Everly Brothers and Walk Right Back. This is all your fault, you know, yes? You got me started on this. Now, like, oh, I haven't heard that one for a long time. Oh, I haven't heard one. Here's one I haven't heard from a long time as well.
That's cute.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is the Angels. My boyfriend's back. You said things that weren't very nice. My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble. When you see him coming, better cut out on the double. Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. You've been spreading lies that I was untrue. Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. So look out now, cause he's coming after you. Such a long time. Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Now he's back and things will be fine. Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. You're gonna be sorry you were ever born. Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Cause it's kind of big and he's awful strong. My reputation. Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation. Well, that's it then, yes?
Mm-hmm.
That's it, those are the Angels there and My Boyfriend's Back. That's it. You started it, it's your fault.
I love them all.
Yeah, so does Mary Lou. Mary Lou drops in the line, she says, I love the old songs.
Oh, yeah, so, that's cool.
Let's pat up sounds, because I've got such a... in fact, I think the Billboard Hot 100 goes back to about 1949 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, so I can really go back in time. The thing is, I remember them all. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Mary Lou says she's an old soul. Aren't we all? Well, I really am an old soul.
So, yes, me too.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, yes, as always, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
My producer, my social media, I do this, do that, you know. Do this, Jerry, do that, Jerry. See you tomorrow.
to you tomorrow.
There we go. That's a big thanks to Yasmin, as always. And also, don't forget to Andreas this morning for chatting to us about the movies, what's happening with regards to the Academy Awards. Big thanks to him. Big thanks to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, Everyday Story of Country Folk. And to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor, in the United Kingdom. Hopefully he's going to be popping back fairly soon. So big thanks to him. Big thanks to the boys and girls at Grupo Grad who keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3, Cool FM. Don't forget, 6 to 10 in the mornings. I'll be back with you same time tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday. Special guest coming in tomorrow morning, so I'll tell you all about that when we get started tomorrow. And also, don't forget, All Being Well, Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, talking tech as well. So that's all tomorrow, starting at 6 o'clock. So please do try and join us, because remember what I say? Tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D, ta-ta for now. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show has been brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. If you publish it, you'll sell it.